Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 coming to you from the Voice of America on Tuesday, 22nd, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I am Tungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are looking at the message of hope to young people coming from Pope Francis, who is landing this evening here in Washington from Cuba.
Let's get talking live on Studio 7 and on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter under the handle at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, to give us your contribution live on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And of course, we are streaming live right now on all our internet platforms. You can head over to voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and also voashona.com to check us out live right now.
Again, this is your number one youth show, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Open yourselves and dream. This is Pope Francis's main message to the youth as he visits the United States. Addressing young people in Cuba on Sunday, the Pope added, "Dream that the world with you can be different. Dream that if you give the best of yourself, you are going to help this world be different. Don't forget, dream."
The Pope's message resonates with those within the Catholic Church and obviously without. I'm sure many of you will remember the I Have a Dream speech delivered by Martin Luther King in 1963. It was a message of hope, and so is the Pope's message today. So tonight, we take up the question of hope and dreams with you, our listeners, and of course, our star-studded panel.
Of course, Ntunga, we hope to get our guests on the panel and to hear from young people about their dreams and hopes. And also, of course, as we're looking at Pope Francis, their role within the church, irrespective of what denomination they are.
Indeed. Ms. T, Lichonanjani, Zulugandava, Emakaya. Ikutivana lamhlanje ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lapho isikhangela khona umbiko ovela kupapa uFrancis omkhuluphela isiphathamandla esikhulu inhloko yesonto yeRoma ufike eCuba ngempela viki wakhulumisana labasakhulayo ebatshela ukubana bayikusasa yomhlaba ngakho kumele basebenze katalala bengalahle ithemba ukuze benze impilo zabo zibe ngcono kanye lempilo zabanye abaphila labo emazweni abo ngalokho sikhangela umbiko ke wokungalahle ithemba umbiko esingathi ngowamaphupho lokungalahle ithemba ama dreams ngesingisi le hope ngokutsho kukapapa uFrancis ngakho sikhuluma lani abasakhulayo lamhlanje lisithayele ucingo lisazisa ukubana mbiko bani eliwutholayo kupapa ongalincedisa ukubana lenze umhlaba esiphila kiwo ube ngumhlaba ongcono kakhulu. Ongo batereri ndiri kutaura inini kuti nasi sekuziva kwenyu chirongwa cheve chidiki. Uyezve nasi tukutarisa mashoko ava Papa Francis avo vari kushanya kunoku kuAmerica vari kusvika munomo muWashington DC nasi manheru vachibva kuCuba. Saka vachitaura nevechidiki vari muCuba nemusi wesondo
Papa Francis wakataura kuti vechidiki vanofanirwa kuramba vachishanda nesimba uye vasarasa yatingati ihope kuti vagadzire remangwana repasi rose rive remangwana rakajeka zvikuru. Saka naizvozvo tiri kutarisa mashoko ava Francis aya nhasi. Saka tiridzirei runhare tikurukure mutiudze wekuti zvii zvamuri kudzidza pamashoko aya.
Thank you there, Ntunga. And right away, we have two of our guests who are joining us on the air. That, to start with, is Tinotenda Wakabikwa, who is the National Movement of Catholic Students, a member of the National Movement of Catholic Students in Zimbabwe. Tinotenda, thank you so much for joining us.
Most welcome, Tatenda. How are you?
We're doing very well. Tinotenda, let's get to your reaction of this historic visit by Pope Francis to the Americas. Let us know what's your take.
Okay. I will start by commenting on the few words from brother. What were his main message when he was in Cuba to the youth? Pope Francis' main message was more on peace, and we, as the young ones or as the youth, we have been encouraged a lot to keep the peace. And marking the visit he is doing now to Washington, it's been said that between Cuba and Washington, the two countries in history, they were the countries where we had wars, you know, but Pope Francis is here for peacemaking, and we as youth, we really have to participate well in making sure that the world has peace. And the National Movement of Catholic Students plays a part in ensuring that we do have justice and peace.
And I think, thank you, Tino Tenda. We also have Clive Pawakwenyewa, who is joining us. He is part of the Catholic Youth Network for Environmental Sustainability in Africa. Clive, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Clive.
Hi, Clive. The Pope, as you know, has issues that are very close to his heart. You know, issues of poverty, issues of social justice. How do these, you know, issues, do you think, you know, how do they resonate with the general public? And especially those in power?
Well, I think in terms of COP and general issues and what we see, I think it's very easy to see. I mean, if you read the Pope's Laudato Si, actually, I was saying the same thing. The problem with environmental issues is they disproportionately affect especially the poor and more so women. So for us, it's actually a chance to fix this. If the whole world says in one voice to say that, no, this is what we are going to do for climate change. I mean, I've seen a lot of the intended national climate plans for each nation. I think about 60 or so have been handed. And I think they're impressive. And if for us, COP21 is very important because it's a voice of the world to say this is what we want to do. So it really resonates with us because it tackles issues we're going through every day. Not just in terms of pollution, but also poverty and climate change, which are real issues around here.
Thank you, Clive. We also have Mr. Tandazani Nkomo, another young person of you know, the Catholic faith. Tandazani, good evening.
Well, good evening. How are you?
We are fine. And how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tandazani, for joining us. You know, people, especially those in the Catholic Church, are very, you know, electrified. They are so exuberant, so excited, you know, here in Washington, that they will have a chance to see the Pope up close. you know, I know you guys are in Zimbabwe, and obviously you won't be seeing the Pope up close, but is there any excitement there?
Yes, we are so excited, especially that the Pope has visited America. And when you look at America and Africa, those are the other places that they have not been so muchly been involved in the Catholic deliberations. And also the fact that young people, they have a chance to talk to the Pope, to tell the Pope what they experience, and because the Pope is an old man, and also he has to hear what the people experience there.
And he's, you know, I know the Catholic Church has a history, you know, of preoccupation with the youth. That's why we have the World Youth Day. But, you know, also given the Pope's love for issues that are affecting young people, what is it exactly that you want to see the Pope addressing, especially issues to do with the young generation?
Expect the Pope to talk about the marriage laws that are in the canon, whereby Catholics, you know, that Catholics are not allowed to divorce, and that's been something that has been affecting the young people nowadays, and also the physical laws on divorcing. So, like the Catholic Church is not allowed to divorce, but the physical laws on divorcing. And you'd expect also the Pope to talk about the condoms, family planning methods. You know that the traditional family planning methods at the moment is a bit difficult to follow them with the advent of technology.
Mm-hmm. I thank you there. We'll come to you, Tino Tenda. Say, Wechidiki Newa Dzidzisi, what are you guys expecting to come from the Pope during this visit?
Okay. On that, I'll comment. What excites us most is not his visit to Washington or to any place, but rather the influence he is making on the youth and the whole world at large. So I would expect the Pope to address issues to do with the sharing of our resources, being poor or rich, and sharing the same space and resources. It's not by mistake, but we do have to take care of the poor. We have to give them their portion. The same with the powerless. Those who are not poor, but they are powerless, marginalized and underprivileged. The Pope, I'm sure, or I would hope, that he is going to address issues to do with that, because there's a lot of class differences in sharing the same resources we never created, the same resources God offered us.
Mm-hmm.
Nkomo, ngiphenduke kuwe before we go to Clive. Ukhulume ngendaba ye-family planning, Nkomo. Siyazi esonto ye-Roma ukusebenzisa ama-condom yinto engavunyelwayo. Ubukhuluma laphana usithi le ngenye yento ofuna upapa azi, you know, akhulume ngazo. Ukuyini ofuna kwenzakale kulolu daba? Ufuna, you know, upapa athi hayi ama asiguquleni imithetho abantu kabavunyelwe ukusebenzisa i-family planning ama condom. Nkomo ukhona? Halo Tandazani?
Hello.
Yeah, bengingakuzwa baba. Okay, qhubeka.
Ngakusho ukuthi-ke upapa ukuba khona kwakhe-ke indaba-ke yokusetshenziswa kwezindlelo ama-family planning methods ukuthi-ke ngenye ezinye izinto-ke ezishishayo ebandleni-ke le-Roma ukuthi-ke uzwisisise-ke ukuthi-ke upapa yena-ke uthi-ke ibandla liqhubekela phambili, ibandla le-Roma libandla elidala-ke eliqhubekela phambili-ke njalo elizwisisayo ezinye izinto ukuthi-ke ukuthi-ke angakhuluma-ke ngakho ukuthi-ke mhlawumbe ngakungasetshenziswa-ke ukhangela ukuthi abasakhulayo-ke basebenzi seni yenzeni lokuthi kungani ke ibandla lokho imelele khona phala ine edabeni lokuthi lokho akungasetshenziswa.
Mhm. Ai siyabonga khona pho Nkomo uqhubeka kubambi.
Mhm. A Clive pinda akho ipapo. Hello Clive.
Yes, I didn't quite get the question. I'm not very fluent in Devon.
It's okay, Antunga, if you can.
Okay, Clive, nangandi chiti, tandazana nga chitaura ne nyaye family planning. Iwewe sewe chidiki, chii chauru kutarisira kuti, you know, pone chauru kutarisira ere kuti papa vange wa chitaura ne joazo, jikuruse ipanyaze family planning hapa.
Isn't really very interested in the environment. I think I know that when they go, but I don't think I could see. I don't we believe in procreation, I think. Like, family planning, yeah. You know what to mirror is like at a camera when you go to take a fair, when you go to get to the other side.
Because, you know, the Pope is a big deal. I mean, he's a very influential man to both the young and the old. Mm-hmm. And the issue of family planning is definitely a very important issue to Catholics. And, you know, given, you know, all these STDs, HIV and all that, that are found, you know, amongst us these days, I think it's an important, you know, topic that many people would want to see the Pope address.
Mm-hmm. I think, Ntunga, it goes back to what we had spoken about earlier, just in the relation of young people and their particular faith. Do those morals still stand for some young people? Are they interested in what their particular churches are saying that they should or shouldn't do? We've seen, of course, many issues where young people are straying away from the church. So that's another question we can pose, of course, to our panelists about their role within their respective churches.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. But Ntunga, let's just read a quick quote from that same address that Pope Francis gave on Sunday to young people in Cuba. One of the excerpts from that is where he told the young people, open hearts, open minds. If you are different than me, why don't we talk? Why do we always throw rocks at which separates us, at that in which we are differing? Why don't we hold hands in that which we have in common? Motivate ourselves to speak about what we have in common, and then we can talk about the differences we have. But I said talk, I didn't say fight.
Indeed, very rich words, mm-hmm. Indeed, coming from the Pope. Ndi tiwe kwa muri vapa wa kwenyewa Clive tichitarisa mashoko ava a Pope kuti vanhu vanofanira kubatsirana kurwisana ne poverty tinozoona vakawanda vari kushupika kuZimbabwe. Ungati aya mashoko ari kugamuchirwa nevanhu vakawanda here kuZimbabwe, especially those who have the means eku basira eva singagoni kuwana cheuviri.
Ndinofunga zvangu kuti hazvitati zvanyatosvika pazvinofanira kuti zvisvike, but pane basa riri kuitwa. Tinoonawo kuti vanowanawo vanopuwo nepashoma, but vanokwanisawo kuti vange vachiedza. Tinonyanya kugumburana zvedu napapa pavaitaura kudaro kuti aiwa, kana takasiyanaka ngatitaurirane, kwete kuti ngatirwisanei, because chitochitendero chacho pachinonyanyotangira kudanana, handiti haurwe, haunyatsorwa nevanhu vamunodanana navo. Saka tikagona kudanana titanga ipapapa, tinotaurirana. Saka ndinofunga kuti aiwa, papa vangu vari kuziva zvavari kutaura, ende gwara ravari kutimemedzera ndiro ratinofanira kunge tichienda tigone kutaurirana, tione kuti aiwa, panokwanisa kuwedzerwa especially panyaya dziri pachiro kubatsirana kuna vanoshaya, nyange nedzimwewo dzese dzese dzatinoonawo muchitendero, tagona kubatsirana tichitaurirana, kwete kurwa but kutaurirana kuti aiwa takadai takadai, tingasvikira nawo pakadai soka.
tinofunga kuti zvinoita.
Okay, thank you. Clive, please do stay on the line.
Mm-hmm. And Tunga, right now we're being joined by a youth leader in the United Methodist Church who is also a research and advocacy officer with the Zimbabwe Organization for Youth in Politics. That is Simba Mambirawana. Sorry, Simba, but thank you so much for joining us on the program, Simba.
Thank you very much.
Simba, of course, as we mentioned, you are a United Methodist youth, but you made particular interest to join our program this evening. Let us know, what are your thoughts in our topic today?
First and foremost, I think that the pontiff's message in Cuba and reason as well, even for myself, coming from a a Protestant background. I'm not Catholic, I'm Methodist, as you referred. But then we discover that his message really resonates with everyone because he tries to cut across all the, our sectarial differences in as far as Christian faith is concerned. So I believe that the pontiff's message was really powerful. To take a quote from his message, he said that service is never ideological, for we do not save ideas, but we save the people. So you start to see that the Pope's message is aimed at, it's not only aimed at peace, but it's also aimed at unifying, because there seems to be a disjunction between the old folk and the young folk. So we, as we say, we want to cut across the political divide and into the churches as well. We are saying the youth should be included in the decision-making process. The youth, they should be platforms on which the youth can participate. They should be platforms on which the youth can voice their concerns. As you know, the youth constitute the majority of the population. So I believe that the message of the pontiff really resonates across the youth. So the youth, they should take the message and follow it with action.
Indeed, thank you. There, Ngizekuwe, Nkomo, and of course, Tatenda, before we take Tandazani, I should mention that I'll be covering the Pope on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
He will address the United States Congress, both the houses, the lower house and the upper house. So I carry with me some bragging rights that I'll be seeing the Pope up close.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be watching you very closely.
Yeah, indeed. Nkomo, sikhangele imbiko ka Papa. Ujayele ukuthi ebantwini incedanani ikakhulu abampofu izikhulu kumbabenelisa ukuthola lingakhangeleli phansi abantu abampofu libancedise lapho abadinga khona uncedo yikho ukubana umhlaba esiphila kiwo ube ngumhlaba ongcono kakhulu. Ungathi okwenzakala khona ngapha ekhaya ispirit sokuncedisa umakhelwane nxa ethe waswela ukudla nxa ethe wadinga uncedo ungathi sikhona yini?
Ebu akusho yikuthi-ke sikhona, kodwa-ke usuku olukhona yikuthi-ke ungakuthiwa ncedisa umakhelwane-ke siyakulandela-ke ngamazwi alethwe ngupapa bewonawo, kodwa uwalethe-ke upapa amazwi la suka ebhayibhilini esivele siphila nalo mihla nezolo. Kodwa-ke okukhona yikuthi kunzima kakhulu ngokhangela-ke eZimbabwe khonapho ukuthi kathiwa ncedisa-ke umakhelwane. Umakhelwane oncedisa omunye lamakhelwane odinga uncedo ongangokuthi-ke kunobunzima obukhulu, kodwa-ke ukuncedisana ngesiqiniso lokuthi-ke eZimbabwe ngingasikhangele-ke ngohlobo lesikatolika ngophawulo lesikatolika kukhona ukuncedisana khona kuyana-ke, kodwa-ke ubunzima kukhona njengoba nje wonke umuntu ekhangele ntanalo nawo wonke umhlaba nje ukhangele.
Tino Tenda, we'll come to you now. Are you on the line?
I am.
Okay, Tino Tenda. You represent students, Catholic students in Zimbabwe. What are some of the things you guys are doing on the ground as Catholic students to deal with the prevailing issues that young people in the country are facing?
Oh, okay. As the National Movement of Catholic Students, our main aim is to facilitate a deeper understanding and fuller practice of the Christian social teachings among our members. And faith formation is the second.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and faith formation is the second. And most importantly to me, rather, is to coordinate activities of the students in the struggle of social justice and to be critical and loud voice of the voiceless. So basically, this is what we are doing as the movement. We are gathering students, and as a movement, we work towards social justice and being the voice of those who are voiceless.
Thank you there. And of course, Ms. T, mm-hmm. we had an opportunity earlier to talk with some Catholics here in the United States. And who did you talk to?
Yes, we spoke to Father William Guri, who is based in Maryland, and he was reflecting on the words of Pope Francis, in particular, the issue of dreaming for young people. Let's take a listen. While in Cuba, the Pope addressed young people, speaking directly to them, where he said to them, open yourselves and dream. Dream that the world with you can be different. He was addressing young people, telling them that, of course, they have a narrative and also the vision to push their countries forward. What's your take on this, looking at the plight of young people who represent Zimbabwe back home in the country?
I think the popes have always had a very soft spot for young people. About 25 years ago, Pope John Paul II started the World Youth Day event, where the Pope goes to meet young people in a different country and spend some time with them, praying with them, strengthening them in their faith. Because I think the popes see in the young people the hope for the church and the hope for the world. Because for young people, the future is out there for them. There's great potential in them. And many times young people lack encouragement. And the Pope always tries to give the message, be not afraid to dream, to venture, to believe. Do not be afraid to embrace Jesus Christ. So it's very typical of the Pope, and it's very important that the Pope, from his position of authority, of moral authority, he gives that encouragement which young people need most. Talking about young people in Zimbabwe, I think if any young people in the world need a word of hope and encouragement, it is young people in Zimbabwe who look ahead to a very big future, whose immediate circumstances tell them that their dreams are not going to be true. So for them to hear someone saying to young people, do not stop dreaming, keep on going for the stars, must be very encouraging for young people in Zimbabwe as elsewhere.
Now, Father Guri, just to sum up this whole conversation, there's been so much talk about young people and their role within the church, and how you as a father, and how the elders or the leadership of the churches are working to make sure that young people continue to be part of the church. Can you talk about that and what is being done to assist young people to make sure that they continue their journey within the church?
I think in all our parishes are always reflecting on the best practices that we can offer a better service to our young people. One difficulty with working with young people is that being a young person is not a terminal condition.
Of course, there, that is Father William Guri, where he's talking about the role of young people in the church, and we'll bring the rest of that after our quick break, of course, in Ntunga. And to our guests, please hold on the line. We will be right back in Ntunga to our listeners.
To our radio listeners, it's good night. But to those with internet connection, please, we are streaming live. Go to voazimbabwe.com and tune in.